On this day, November 30, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1900, Marie Narelle, billed as Australia's greatest soprano, appeared at Protestant Hall in Queanbeyan. The remarkable Marie Narelle was raised by gold mining ranchers in Tamora near Cootamundra as Molly Ryan. As a single mother of three, she taught in Candolo near Bega, then set up a studio in Sydney. She took the name Narelle from an Aboriginal clan around Maruya, she said. She was the 30-year-old Australian queen of Irish song when she appeared in Queanbeyan and on a farewell tour. She soon was prominent in classical and popular singing in London, New York and Ireland. Her great-grandson, by the way, is Mel Gibson. That evening in 1900 at Protestant Hall must have been quite something. The bill also boasted humorous recitals, a flute performance by John Lemon, sometimes Lemonet, who later became Nellie Melba's manager, contralto Maud Dalrymple, who would also find success overseas, and George Boyle, the wonderful boy pianist, then 14. By 1905, Boyle was studying in Berlin with composer and renowned teacher Ferruccio Busoni, and then became prominent in classical circles in London and New York. On this day in 1910, Queanbeyan's Protestant Hall was again the happening place. The Hayes Picture Company screened a 19-minute film of the 1910 Melbourne Cup. As the Queanbeyan Observer observed, it provided a much more affordable way of viewing the race than attending it in person. It showed the crowd milling on racecourse lawns, and comedy king Pipping Trafalgar at the post, followed closely by Apple Pie. Also screened was Uncle Tom's Cabin, probably the 1910 Vitagraph version, the first feature released on three reels, each 15 minutes long. It was, the Observer said, a pictorial gem, so perfect that it seems it is being created in reality before your eyes. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 1, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1960, Canberra Repertory Society was presenting British dramatist Patrick Hamilton's 1929 play Rope, based loosely on the 1924 Loeb-Leopold murder case in New York. It was all quite gruesome. Two Oxford undergraduates murder a third, place his body in a trunk, and invite acquaintances around for a party, including the victim's father. The trunk serves as the buffet table. Many critics have found Rope gripping and psychologically astute. If its plot is familiar to you, hopefully it's only from later filmed versions, one by Alfred Hitchcock in 1948, and two on Australian television in 1957 and 59. Rope and another work, 1938's Gaslight, whose title came to mean distorting victims' perceptions by feeding them falsehoods, made Patrick Hamilton wealthy, but he drank his fortune away and died of liver failure. Also on this day in 1960, Michael O'Duffy, the Irish tenor, performed a concert at the Lynham High School Auditorium. Celebrated in Ireland since the 1940s, he had just starred on Australian television and Christmas recordings. Singing Irish ballads, he travelled widely, appeared in feature films including John Ford's The Rising of the Moon, and performed with the Boston Pops Orchestra and similar outfits. Still in 1960, at Albert Hall for a second night, the Elizabethan Theatre Opera Company performed Verdi's Rigoletto in English. The company was on a tour of New South Wales, sponsored by the Arts Council of Australia. Local presenter, the Canberra Repertory Society, promised same cast, costumes and scenery as capital cities. Leading Australian singers appeared, including Ronald Jackson as Rigoletto, Rosalind Keane and Donald Smith. They and the Elizabethan Theatre Opera Company had performed the Barber of Seville in Canberra the year before. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 2, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1950, the Canberra Recorded Music Society considered a radical concept. It had been meeting since 1944 to listen to recordings from the enormous Carnegie Music Set, a collection of recordings donated to the people of Canberra by the Carnegie Foundation, Those were all 78 RPM records. Now the Society would consider adding your newfangled long-playing records to its diet. Latest techniques, the Society noted, had enabled a complete symphony to be recorded on one disc. The Society was planning to spend some of its reserve funds to purchase suitable LPs and to modify its electrogram to play both those and 78s. On this day in 1970, the Canberra Opera Group presented Giancarlo Menotti's opera for children, Amahl and the Night Visitors, in St. Philip's Church, O'Connor, and it was attractively presented and splendidly sung, according to Canberra Times reviewer W.L. Bill Hoffman. The work by the Italian-American composer is about a boy who must walk with a crutch, who sees a star over his house. Three kings come and tell Amahl and his mother to bring gifts for a wondrous child. Amahl and the Night Visitors was the first opera specifically composed for television in the United States. In 1951, Menotti wrote its libretto in English, inspired by Hieronymus Bosch's The Adoration of the Magi in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Hoffman wrote that the Canberra Opera Group had done justice to the chamber opera's simple beauty and marvellous craftsmanship, as the mother, Eleanor Houston, set a standard of singing which was matched by every member of the cast, Hoffman wrote. Those included Geoffrey Brennan, John Garlick and John Lander, as well as Malcolm Coburn as Amahl, who sang with clarity and assurance. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, November 30, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1900, Marie Norell, billed as Australia's greatest soprano, appeared at Protestant Hall in Queanbeyan. The remarkable Marie Norell was raised by gold mining ranchers in Tamora near Cootamundra as Molly Ryan. As a single mother of three, she taught in Candolo near Bega, then set up a studio in Sydney. She took the name Norell from an Aboriginal clan around Maruya, she said. She was the 30-year-old Australian queen of Irish song when she appeared in Queanbeyan and on a farewell tour. She soon was prominent in classical and popular singing in London, New York and Ireland. Her great-grandson, by the way, is Mel Gibson. That evening in 1900 at Protestant Hall must have been quite something. The bill also boasted humorous recitals, a flute performance by John Lemon, sometimes Lemon A, who later became Nellie Melba's manager, contralto Maud Dalrymple, who would also find success overseas, and George Boyle, the wonderful boy pianist, then 14. By 1905, Boyle was studying in Berlin with composer and renowned teacher Ferruccio Busoni, and then became prominent in classical circles in London and New York. On this day in 1910, Queanbeyan's Protestant Hall was again the happening place. The Hayes Picture Company screened a 19-minute film of the 1910 Melbourne Cup. As the Queanbeyan Observer observed, it provided a much more affordable way of viewing the race than attending it in person. It showed the crowd milling on racecourse lawns, and comedy king Pipping Trafalgar at the post, followed closely by Apple Pie. Also screened was Uncle Tom's Cabin, probably the 1910 Vitagraph version, the first feature released on three reels, each 15 minutes long. It was, the Observer said, a pictorial gem, so perfect that it seems it is being created in reality before your eyes. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 4, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1950, in aid of 2CA's Christmas appeal for children in hospital, the Crackerjack Follies presented a variety show in the Causeway Hall, 3 hours of bright entertainment with 30 top-line artists. Also on this day in 1950, Mel Strawn, a leading dance instructor in Canberra, announced that he would be introducing the Hollywood Square Dance to Canberra. Originating from the United States, it had become popular in Sydney. Interested dancers, Strawn urged, should make your appointment immediately. Only a limited number of half-hour private lessons would be available Friday and Saturday night at the Kingston Hall. By appointment only. Phone F653. Still on this day in 1950, the Federal Minister for Health, Sir Earle Page, proposed a plan in which some 900,000 Australian children under the age of 13 would be given free milk each weekday at schools, preschools, creches, one-third or one-half of a pint. Under Page's measure, states would receive federal subsidies to the tune of £1.5 million per annum. On this day in 1970, the Canberra Ballet Theatre hosted leading Australian dancers Garth Welch and Marilyn Jones, courtesy of the Australian Ballet, with full orchestra and scenery. Pieces performed included the Canberra premiere of Garth Welch's original work to music by Tasmanian composer Peter Sculthorpe. In the Canberra Times, reviewer Francis Kelly praised the Canberra Ballet Theatre's director, Joseph Savoy, for bringing the organisation along so well. It had been courageous enough to step out and do its own thing, Kelly wrote. And the visit by Welch and Jones demonstrated a number of directions it could take, even though some of the pieces performed attested a young troupe and the 60-strong Canberra Youth Orchestra. Among works presented was Five Senses by Canberra-raised choreographer Dinah Goods, just back from touring England and Europe with the London Contemporary Dance Theatre. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab.